The Bigger Picture with Timothy Spangler. We are now joined on the air by our featured guest this week, actor Mark L. Taylor. You're seeing him on great shows like ABC's How to Get Away with Murder. Had a great run on a favorite of mine, TNT's Saving Grace. Mark, how are you this fine evening?
I'm good, and I'm so glad to hear that you like Saving Grace.
I thought it was a great show. I'm a fan of really good TV, and I know we live in the golden age of TV, the second golden age of TV. I kind of like just regular TV, just really good, rewarding TV, and I was a big fan of that. I have to say, you know, you've been doing TV for a while. What do you think about this golden age, the types of shows that are on now, versus the types of shows that were on when you started acting and you were getting your first few gigs? How is the world of TV changing from your perspective as a working actor?
Well, I think we are in somewhat of a golden age right now, in that I think some of the more creative work on film is being done on TV.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like feature-wise, you know, the studios have gotten so much into this tentpole thing and these franchises, you know.
Right.
Superhero movies. Men in Tights.
Superhero movies and, you know, how many times we have to see Johnny Depp be a pirate. And,
right. Many times as it takes.
Yeah, exactly. as long as they keep paying for it, right? But so that's why I think TV has gotten to be so interesting and so much more creative. When the plethora of all the cable channels and stuff. So I think it's changed in that I think TV's become a little more daring. It's become a little more grown up.
And there's so much
I think
of it.
It's a good thing.
You can't keep up with everything.
Right, and you can binge watch these shows like,
well, there's
you
way
know,
too
for
much great stuff.
You cannot go out for like days and try to catch up. But my two sons are getting me to watch Game of Thrones now.
And there's
a lot of those episodes.
Yeah,
and
there are.
You watch three in a row, you kind of squeeze that in an evening. And then
you see that there's 67 more. Wow.
Just ominously.
You know, I have friends who'll call and say, oh, I just got booked on so-and-so, and I'm like, what's that? And they go, oh, it's a series. It's been on 3 years. And I'm like, really?
I've never even heard of it.
No. It's crazy.
Now I've got to ask you, I'm sure you're going to reflexively name the shows that you've been working on recently, but I'm going to ask you not to. I'm going to ask you to pick other shows out there. That's what's on your watch list. What are the two or three shows that you absolutely have to move heaven and earth in order to watch?
Oh, wow.
They can be guilty pleasures.
Well, no, I'm probably kind of guilty in that what do I like to watch? I'm terrible. I watch something in the very beginning, and then I get bored with things
right.
pretty quickly.
Right.
Like, I do that. I watched the season of Lost, and then, okay, I got the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody else is fascinated. Yeah, okay, I got the idea.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens to me. So, you know, like I was very into Transparent when it began.
Oh, yeah. That was on trend. That was the big blowout show.
Yeah. Homeland I liked, you know, in the beginning. Jeez, I'm trying to think if I have anything at this very moment. I've been kind of busy, so I feel like I don't think I have anything at the moment.
It's great to hear an actor who's so busy they don't have time.
Yes, I don't watch television.
I'm just so busy making it that I don't know.
It's not all TV that I'm doing.
You're doing so many interesting things. I do have to ask you a little bit of a question that's not directly related to your career, and then we'll talk about the great project that you're currently working on now.
Here it comes.
This is AM radio. AM radio is about politics. We get people calling in all the time about politics.
Right.
You are actually from a red state. You are from Houston, Texas.
That is correct. Born and raised.
Ted Cruz country.
Deep into the Ted Cruz country. Can you give us, I'm sure you must do it regularly for your acting friends, any insights into the dynamic when you saw the election results?
What's going on in this country?
What's going on in this country? You're from a red state. Can you explain them to us?
No.
Okay.
I can't. I haven't. My wife was also from a red state, which is where we met, Missouri. So we're both from red states. You know, I can't. You know, when I grew up in Texas, the whole state was Democratic.
People forget
Lyndon
that.
Johnson.
People forget that until like 30 years ago. It was as blue could be.
Oh, it was as blue as you could get.
Oh, there was this thing called the Southern Strategy.
Yeah, and I have nothing, you two being probably even more versed in politics than I, but I have a theory as to when it began to turn.
Uh-oh.
And it's just personal, totally personal, but my grandparents, who I spent a lot of time with, lived in Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Baptist capital of the world, and they were very staunch Southern Baptists, and they were Democrats through and through. My grandfather was a blue collar guy,
right.
Worked at a glass factory, but very active in the Democratic Party, very politically involved. But when John Kennedy, a Catholic,
was
nominated as president,
he's going to do everything the Pope tells him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
And it really shook them to their boots, and I'm willing to bet that he voted Republican from then on.
It's interesting. I've heard so much. I've heard about Nixon and the Southern Strategy. I've heard about Reagan. You're the first person. I love it.
I've
never heard anyone take the dotted line and draw it back a decade or so and put it to John F. Kennedy.
But that's interesting, especially since his running mate was Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, and I have, like I say, I have no historical.
No, it's interesting.
But I remember being, as a kid, I remember when that happened, I was like, because I mean, these people were these were diehard Democrats,
right?
But the issue with a lot of people, you know, Protestant, white Southern Protestants,
right,
becoming a Catholic as a president was a big deal.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now I want to get on and give you enough time to tell us about a great, great play that you're doing here in Southern California called
Furniture.
Okay. The title grabs me. what can you tell us about a play about furniture?
Furniture is this great play by Mark Warren. Going to be done on Thousand Oaks, and it's a brand new play. And Furniture is about I would call it a family comedy with some very touching moments about a guy that was me, who has three grown daughters, and he's bringing them all together because his wife died 6 months ago.
Right.
And he is selling the house because he now has a fiance.
Ah, that was fast.
that's one of the conflicts.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the title comes from. They're coming to divide up all the furniture.
Okay.
It's a very sweet play, and it's also about people kind of moving on and letting the past go and kind of maybe, you know, getting things in perspective in general.
Interesting. And funny. Is it funny?
And very funny.
Excellent.
Very, very funny. Mark has worked in television for years and was the showrunner on Full House.
Oh, wow.
You know, has a big comedy background. But also within this, there are some very sweet, sweet moments. And it's fun for me because I raised two sons. So, you know, to have three daughters in a play, that's kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah, Furniture. It reminds me of my brother is a playwright. And when I was growing up, we'd go to his plays. He was in high school, college. And, you know, we'd go to these plays that he had written. And my mother would always respond the same way. She'd say, "Isn't that my lamp?" I recognize that chair.
You have to commit.
Furniture,
you got to do what you need to do to make the play the best. So I just want to ask you, Mark, can you give our listeners the details of the play, where to see it, when, and how?
Absolutely. It's at the Hillcrest Arts Theater. And to get tickets, it's hillcrestarts.com. That's hillcrestarts.com.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Mark Taylor. A great actor. We know and love you. Great shows. How to Get Away with Murder on ABC.
Love that show.
Check out Saving Grace on any streaming service that's running it. Thank you so much, Mark, for being part of The Bigger Picture.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be getting back to you and your calls. Our phone line is open.